The fourth is that you should fast during Yawmul Arafah, the ninth Dhul Hajj. And as I mentioned earlier, it will expiate your sins of the previous year and the coming year. The fifth is fast during all the first 9 days of Dhul Hijjah. And that is a highly recommended sunnah. Sixth is that if you have the means, you should sacrifice during Yawmul Nahar, that is Eid al-Adha, the 10th day of Dhul Hijjah. If you have the means and Allah has given you capacity, sacrifice an animal on this day. The seventh is that say the tasbih, that is subhanallah, say the tahmid, that is alhamdulillah, say the ta'lil, that is la ilaha illallah, and say the takbir, Allahu Akbar, as much as possible during all the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Or you can recite together, subhanallahi, walhamdulillahi, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallahi, walhamdulillahi, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. You can recite this as much as possible throughout the day. The eighth is that you should go out in the marketplace and say the takbir out loudly so that people are reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they also repeat it on their own. And the takbirat, as I had mentioned earlier, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. As much as possible, go out in the marketplace, tell to the others, remind others to do zikr, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is more sawab than distributing gold or silver in the marketplace. The ninth is praying the tahajjud salah in the last one third of the night and do dua and ask for forgiveness during this last one third of the night in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers the prayer at the maximum. The tenth is pray the sunnat-e muakkada. That is, there are 12 sunnat-e muakkada in which the Prophet said, if you pray these 12 rakat, you will enter Jannah and have a house close to the house of the Prophet. And the 12 sunnat-e muakkada are the 2 raka sunnah before the Fajr Salah, the 2 plus 2, 4 raka sunnah before the Dhuhr Salah, 2 rakat sunnah after the Dhuhr Salah, the 2 raka sunnah after the Maghrib Salah, and 2 raka sunnah after the Isha Salah. There are total 12 sunnat-e muakkada in the full day. Also offer the Salatul Duha. And the Salatul Duha is offered approximately when Sheikh Utaimi was asked which is the right time. He said immediately about 20 minutes after the sunrise till about 10 to 15 minutes before the Duha time. You can offer the Salatul Duha anytime between this time. You can offer 2 rakat. The Prophet said 2 rakat as much as you can. But the Prophet, most of the time, he offered 4 rakat. So preferably 4 rakat, you can even offer 2 rakat. The Prophet even offered 8 rakat during Fateh Makkah. But preferable is 4 rakat, which was usually the practice of the Prophet. And the better time to offer, the Prophet said, is when the camel can feel the heat of the sand. So it is preferable to offer after the midpoint between the Fajr and between the Dhuhr. This is the better time. But you can offer any time 20 minutes after the sunrise. And if you offer immediately after sunrise, it's called an Ishraq. But the better time is after the midpoint, as in the Sunnah of the Prophet. The 12th point is that you should do dua before breaking your fast. The 13th is do as much as dua throughout the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And do not miss doing dua during the Friday of these 10 days, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Whenever Friday comes, whether once or twice, see to it that you offer in that 1 hour after Asr Salah, before Maghrib. This is an important time, one of the prescribed times for doing dua. The 14th is, do zikr of Allah as much as possible throughout the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Point number 15, read the Quran. And if you don't understand Arabic, along with Arabic, read the translation of the Quran in the language you understand the best. Point number 16, ask for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah.